was my friend, and he was in. Well, I will shout and I will sing.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you happy to be back into the house of the Lord tonight?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy Wednesday night service?
Yes.
Amen. The mighty God unveiled before us. Amen. He said that what was that veil? The veil in human flesh today, in our flesh.
Amen.
That's where God is unveiled. He says to the world can't see it. They don't know it. But as the redeemed, you know it.
Amen.
That you know that you are God in human flesh once again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Like you said that at Calvary, he says, there's where it begun. He took his son. He said, like that old Chinese laundromat. And he says, he took his son and he said, he tore him in two. And he says, when he did, he says, he kept the body, he said, for the sacrifice, but he gave back the spirit to us.
Amen.
And then that spirit living and dwelling in us.
Amen.
To rip the veil in two. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that that was the contract, he says, that brought together, he says, those two pieces of paper, he said, you couldn't duplicate them. Anything else you can duplicate. He says, but when that was torn to two and it brought back together, he said, it had to match perfectly. And he says, that's what it did. After he did that at Calvary, he brought it back and we're part of that contract. He says, when those two come together, they're perfectly tied together. And also like where he come on there, he says that that Samaritan woman, he says that he was at that gate, and he says he came up to the well, and he said he was talking to her. And I love this, a quote from Mighty God Unveiled of what he said. He says, I want to say here, he says, about that woman at the well, when she was there, he came up. And he said he spoke to her, and he says, there it was veiled before her, and he started to speak to her. And something about that woman at the well, she is just like us.
Yeah.
She is part of God's great symphony.
Amen.
Amen. So Brother Random said that great symphony that he had. He said he came to her and he says, I might say there's only one way for that a director to do. He has to get into the same spirit that the composer was in. Then he's got it.
Amen.
And when the church, the symphony itself, where the world is a watching for those signs and wonders, when the church and the conductor, the composer, and the director all get in the same spirit of the composer. Amen. That's what we're doing. Getting in the same spirit of the composer. He says, and then when they say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note. There's no ding.
Amen.
No ding. But when he gets in the right swing of it and the spirit of it, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer? Amen.
Amen.
Then when you say, the days of miracles never pass, the symphony cries out,
Amen.
The symphony cries out,
Amen.
Amen. And when we hit, say, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the symphony cries out,
Amen.
Amen. You shall receive power after this. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries out,
Amen.
I got it. There's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony in right in harmony with the Word.
Amen.
We're right in harmony with the Word, with the conductor. Amen. 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 He says, there's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the Word. It's going on like that. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit. And so must the musicians be in the same spirit.
Amen.
He says, to act it all out.
Amen.
He says, and the world is wondering, what in the world is going on?
Amen.
They have no idea what's going on in this church.
Amen.
We do.
Amen.
We know what's going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then he comes and he's talking to the woman at the well. I love this part. She was recognizing him as the Messiah, the anointed one, because he met the scripture qualifications.
Amen.
In our end time, did he meet the scriptural qualifications?
Amen.
Amen. He says, don't you see the two pieces of paper coming together? Sure. You know that. When the Messiah cometh. Now, God must have had to interbreed this and that to get that certain ting of the bell, like the molder. The certain ting of the bell. Ting. I heard that the other night, and that's, Lord, that's what we are. We're that certain ting of the bell. We're just that little symbol up there. Ding. That's perfect. But we're in harmony with the great conductor. And we're part of his symphony. But when Jesus turned, he says, I am he that speaks with you. There was no such of an expression as Beelzebub. She left her water pot, ran into the city, and said, come, see the man who's told me the things I've done. Is this the very Messiah?
Amen.
Amen. We can say that in our day. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You've got to recognize that. See how important it is that you have to get in, like he said with her. He said he had to interbreed it a little bit to get that right ting. He had to teach her. He had to do. He had to say something. So it's so important that we get in the right ting of the bell. He says that we must, in the spirit of the composer. Somebody brought something to my attention. I want to know if all of you out there, if anybody knows what the international symbol is for press play. Do you guys know what that is? I want you to see right here. Does anybody recognize this right here?
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
That's a triangle, in case you don't know. Ding. Ding. So we're all triangles, amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. He's, but that's what we're here tonight, is to play our triangles by pressing play.
Amen.
So every time you press play, that's that triangle just making that sound, that ding, when that composer does it. And it is, once again, it's the most important part of the whole orchestra.
Yeah.
It's again, if one cello's missing, they ain't going to miss nothing. But if that ding's gone, it's all off. It's all bets are off. It's done. I'm happy to be a ding with you all.
Yeah.
In God's orchestra. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I just want to make a couple of announcements tonight so we can get right into the service. Are you happy to be having the Jubilee series?
Yeah.
The rapture might take place tonight. Hey, amen. It's going to come that quick. Praise the Lord. Be seated, please. Yeah, these messages are so, they're timeless. As we're just fellowshipping in the back, that they truly are. Every one of them is, it's a love story. It's a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ. And we can all read between the lines of what that messenger, what that prophet is saying to the bride of Jesus Christ. And we hear the things that he's saying, and it just, he ties the loose ends all together, and he brings it all together. So we're happy to be able to get together tonight, and we're going to this four-night service that we'll have tonight, of course, and then tomorrow at 9:30 we'll be here at the church, and then on Monday we'll be here at 7 o'clock, then at Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and then we're canceling Wednesday night service. So the brothers will be here to open the doors like they did tonight. We've had many people over the last two or three weeks that I've been hearing a lot that have canceled their travel during the holidays, that they usually go and go away to families and be gone, because no one wants to miss a service. I don't either. We all want to be together. We don't want to miss nothing, whatever the Lord's got for us to do. We also, too, is we've also got the communion service that's going to be coming up, which will be next Sunday on the 13th. That we want to have that at 5 o'clock. That's when we're going to start, is at 5 o'clock here tomorrow on Sunday on the 13th. And then we're just going to have the one service then. But I've decided is to cancel a couple of services during the holidays. We're going to cancel that Sunday, or Wednesday, the 16th. Wednesday night the 16th is after the communion, is that we're going to have a service at 7 o'clock. Then Sunday on the 20th at here that we'll have a service that Sunday morning at 9:30. And then that's, we'll have two services then. And then we want to cancel the Wednesday the 23rd and Sunday the 27th. We're going to cancel those two services so a lot of people can go on holidays and want to travel and go with their families and to be away. And I know people had already made reservations and they were scrambling trying to get their tickets and back like that. And even our brother Samuel, he's supposed to go out of town. He goes, I'm not going nowhere. So Sister Robin, you can go back and see your family at Christmas now. Yeah, I told him that's when he was supposed to leave for the holidays. I said, after the first of the year, I'll be gone quite a bit and back and forth. And then I told him in there about a week or two ago, I said, yes, I'm thinking about, you know, just going in and playing the Jubilee series, coming back, that the ones that we missed during Thanksgiving time, I says, we'll just pick them up and going. And that's when he was going to leave. He goes, I'm not leaving then. But we did, and I thought it'd just be easier on the families. I talked to Brother Billy Paul about it and asked him if Daddy, Brother Branham ever did anything else, his daddy, he ever did anything else like, if he did anything like that, and he said he did that quite a few times. So we're going to do that and make it a little bit easier on everybody so that you can go away for the holidays and stuff. So after we have the service on the 20th, that'll be two Jubilee tapes that we're going to have. Then we'll miss that Wednesday, the 23rd, right before Christmas, and then that Sunday, right after Christmas. And then we'll cancel that Wednesday night, but then we'll have Thursday night service. And that'll be New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. We won't do a complete watch night service. Figure that's just a little on the crowd. This size is a little bit too hard for that many people and the kids and everything. We don't know yet. We'll have to see after the 13th if we can take communion. We'll probably get together at the same time on Thursday night at 7 o'clock and have a service. And that's the last Jubilee tape that we'll be playing. That'll finish us up for the year on all the ones from 1965. But we will have a service since then, as if we feel we have enough time, we might do communion. We wouldn't have time for the communion and the foot washing, and we don't want to everybody to come and be here for 4 or 5 hours and then the little kids and keeping them for a couple hours for communion and foot washing. So does everybody understand? Is that, I hope that's good with everybody. Well, good. Thank the Lord. Well, we want to go right to prayer. We want to get right into the Word, because that's what we're here for tonight. So let us all stand and bow our heads. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so happy to be in His presence tonight, to be here, and once again, the opportunity that He's given us to come and to worship Him. And there's nothing like being with the bride of Jesus Christ. It's the greatest thing on earth to stand in His presence and to be with our brothers and sisters. We're going to spend eternity together. That's going to be so wonderful. And I don't think it's that far off. I think it's just at the doorstep. And He's going to talk to us about that tonight. And as I said, that's what we're here for, is to get ready. Get ready for that rapture. Because He said that that shout that's come about, that's the voice of Malachi 4:5.
Amen.
That is the shout to get the bride ready. And so we want to prepare ourselves to be ready for when He comes. Because when that voice cries out, He said that voice, that same voice that said, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
He said the dead in Christ will rise.
Amen.
And he says, and then the trumpet will sound and we'll all be together at that great wedding supper. And that's what we're looking forward to. That great wedding supper, we'll all be together. And then Jesus himself will come by and dry every eye, every broken heart. Everything will be gone then. And we'll be together for eternity. But until we get there, we have many needs. For we are needy people. And if you got something upon your heart that you need, just raise your hand and say, Lord, do you know what my need is? You know what it is? And Father, you know what I don't even know, Lord. But truly, we know our most important is to be more like you, Father. That's what's underneath my hand, is to be more like you, Father. And we have quite a few prayer requests that are here that have came in. We have a sister from Canada. Their daughter passed away, 20 years old. We have a testimony that came in, Brother Charles Lettingham, that we prayed for a couple a week ago, was touched immediately. The heart rate was running at 180. It is now holding steady at 60. Amen. Also, we want to please pray for Bethany and Jeremy Wilson for the loss of their mother. We know there's only one comforter that can fill that void. But we want to pray for one another. Our prophet told us when we pray for one another, that that brings healing to ourselves. So we're going to believe for these prayer requests, and we're going to believe for your prayer request. Whatever that need is, he's going to answer it tonight. Do you believe that?
Amen.
So it has been spoken, so it shall be.
Amen.
So let's just sing our little song that will reach out and touch him as he passes by, for we know that he's here. We want to grab a hold of him and say, Lord Jesus, we never want to let go, Lord. Give us the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus. Answer these prayer requests. Be with your children. Get us ready, Lord, for your coming, Lord. That's what we want. We're just going to touch you, Lord, now as you go by. Let's reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be able to approach your throne. Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity that we have to be here once again tonight, Lord, to hear that spoken word, the voice of God. Lord, truly it is your voice speaking to your children, Lord. Calling out a bride for yourself, Lord. Father, when we recognize that we are in you, that Father, we were in you before the foundation of the world, Lord, our hearts just burn within us, Lord Jesus. We don't know how to thank you, Lord. But Father, we want to invite you, Lord, to be with us tonight, Lord. Come and be with us, Lord, so that we can worship you, Lord. So that your word, Lord, can speak to our heart. So that we become more like you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we are truly a needy people. And we're weak, Lord Jesus, but thou art great, Lord. And Father, truly, they're just not words when we say we believe. It's our faith, Lord Jesus. Our faith for we believe, Lord. And as your bride, coming into that place that we believe if we ask anything in your name, that we'll have it, Lord. We believe it, Lord Jesus, because you promised it and your word cannot fail, Lord Jesus. Your word is true, Lord. Because the Calvary, where you rent that veil, Lord Jesus, that supreme sacrifice, Lord, that sits there now, Lord. And when you look down at us, that's all that you see, the blood of your Son, Lord Jesus. How grateful that we are, Lord. So according to that, we can bring these petitions to you, Lord Jesus. Call them out and know that you hear them and you know each and every one, Lord. And we know and we believe that you will grant it, Lord. Take all disbelief away, Lord. May we drive down the anchor, Lord. Whatever that promise is, whatever your children have asked for, Lord, they shall receive it. You have said it. It has to come to pass, Lord. It has to. Lord, give us the faith to accept it, Lord Jesus, for we know that word is true. Bless and be with us tonight, Lord. Anoint us in a special way, Lord, this great message that your prophet's getting ready to bring forth to your bride, Lord. Open up our hearts to hear every word, Lord. Every word, may it be to us more than it ever has been, Lord. For we know the time is drawing nigh and you're calling your bride. Bless and be with us now, Lord, as we take these prayer requests and we take this service, Lord, and we commit it into your hands. For we ask it all in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we all say, amen. Amen. We'll reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out.
That time to be together in that land that is fairer than day.
Amen.
In that sweet by and by.
Yes.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, and for the
sweet by and by.
Faithful and true.
amazing song, Brother Sam. Appreciate that. And that perfect word, no mistakes. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Truly, our God is an awesome God.
Amen.
You know, I'm singing a little song, but I'd like to add a little verse to it. How many remember the scripture verses that the little kids have been learning and practicing? The Amos 3:7,
yes.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophet. It's in the same melody as our God is an awesome God. And we'll tack that onto the back of this, this song. Let's try it. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from
an awesome God, He reigns
the Lord as we have our heads bowed and our hearts. And we come to the most important part of the service is to hear that stored up food. Life to the bride of Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is. Today, just thinking that, Lord, what would we do to be able to go to a meeting, this meeting? We lived 50 years ago. What a privilege it would have been to be able to say, I'm going to Brother Brandon's meetings. I'm going there to hear the messages that he brings. There's nothing in the world that can stop us. And we have that privilege tonight.
Yes.
To be here.
Yes.
It's the same God.
Amen.
Somebody would say that, well, that was a long time ago. So was the Bible.
Amen.
It's the same God.
Amen.
It is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not a God of the past or something that's going to come. He's here right now, today.
Amen.
Living today, living in His bride.
Yes.
And His bride's the only one that can feast upon this word.
Amen.
This is the only, it means, that's the only people it means anything to.
Amen.
The world don't understand. They don't know what it's all about. Veiled. Once again, veiled.
Amen.
Mighty God unveiled.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We just pray that the Lord would open up our hearts, that like never before, to hear it. The living word of a living God with His living bride tonight to bring us the message, the rapture. There's coming a rapture.
Amen.
That's what we're here for, is to get ready for that rapture. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. So let us just sing our song as we welcome God's prophet and messenger to come to this pulpit to bring us the message of the hour. Only be. Once again, to introduce to you and have Him come and bring us the words of eternal life, spiritual food in these seasons, the live message from a live God.
Amen.
To His bride tonight.
Amen.
Brother Branham with the message, the rapture. God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.
The chapter here at